I'm Julie Kelly and welcome to the Mind Medicine Podcasts. As you know, these podcasts are all about spirituality and opening a dialogue about spirituality, what makes us tick and who we are as human beings. So on these podcasts, I hope to be getting special guests. I'm delighted this week to be speaking to my very special guest, Chris Barr, who's speaking to us all the way from Cape Town, South Africa. Now, Chris is one of the most interesting people I know. He's got a doctorate in psychology. He's been a negotiator and he's travelled to probably pretty much every country in the world. I am so jealous. And he's got such a lot to say because not only is he out there in South Africa, he's also from England, the north of England, and so he's got family over here. So we'll have a good angle on what's going on within our country at the moment. But the main focus is going to be on spirituality. So I hope we've got a good line. It's an absolute pleasure to be talking to you, Chris, and I hope everyone can hear you okay. So hi, Chris, and I hope we get a good dialogue.
Hi, Julie. I'm really delighted to be back on your show.
Me too.
The last show that we did, the last chat we had, was really thought-provoking for me. As you say, I've been a negotiator, and I've always found myself stuck in the middle of people's psychology and the way that they're thinking. And actually, every story has two sides. So both believe they're right. You know, everybody that gets into these situations of conflict, they're there because they believe they're standing up for some cause that they believe to be right. So for me, Tibetan Buddhism is so important because it helps me. As you know, I became a Tibetan Buddhist about 7 or 8 years ago, and it really helps me to bring myself back into some kind of focus so I can understand the psychology and understand more the compassionate way of looking at a person. This has been really thought-provoking for me, and I'm delighted to be back talking to you, to be honest.
I'm really delighted to have you back on the show, Chris. And, you know, here where lots of people are struggling with the coronavirus and the lockdown and all the tension and stress that goes with that, and people are getting really angry, you know. They are getting angry. But it is what it is. And this virus came pretty much overnight. People had to cope with it. And people are getting really, really angry. But why do you think people get so angry? Why do you think this people are not pulling together? What's your take on it? I mean, there seems to be such a divide at the moment. What do you think is...
That's a really interesting question there, Julie, because... Yeah. When we talk about anger and talk about spirituality, it's really interesting because, you know, with this situation with coronavirus and with lockdown and people being going through all kinds of difficult emotions and situations, it's like anger is on both sides. What I mean by that is the people who are bringing in these rules, these confusing rules, sometimes I don't think they really understand them themselves.
No.
And when you look at them, you can't disagree, you can't argue with the fact that they look angry, they look downtrodden, they look beaten. Because they now what's happening is people are starting to think, well, how is this affecting me? How's this affecting me? You know, I've been locked in my home for a year or maybe a few months. And how's this affecting me? Because nothing seems to change. And I have to admit now, I'm here in Cape Town, but I'm originally from the West, from England. And, you know, I left because I found myself becoming very ill, very sick, because I was very frustrated with the way things were. People in England seem to see it, they seem to absorb so much, and that's a credit to them, but I'm a person who likes to find out about things, who likes to question things, and even though it's a little bit limited here, it's, you know, I don't know, you've got to stand up, and I think people are starting to wake up. So what's happening now is the people who are bringing in these rules who don't quite understand them themselves, they're getting frightened and scared, and they're getting angry because they don't want challenging, they want whatever it is they need to do. You know, whatever you think of the coronavirus, whatever you think of the lockdown, whether you believe it's a hoax or whether you believe it's real and very virulent amongst people, you've got to be asking questions. You've got to be thinking, well, you know, this government, they're bringing in these rules, but they don't make any sense. And so, of course, people need an outlet, and I think there's a lot of fear and anger on both sides. And Tibetan Buddhism, for me, helps me to really focus on that. We need to feel compassionate for these people because they are going through some turmoil, some change themselves. You know, let's face it, they don't understand what each other wants. So how can they expect the public to just sit there and suck it up, if you like, day in and day out? So we really have to be focusing on the needs and feelings of these people. What must they be going through to think that they are trying to bring the country into this situation, this new wave, if you like, and suddenly people are starting to stand up and think for themselves, and this is not something that has happened before. So compassion, that's what we need to be cultivating in our hearts. I think for me, that's what it means. So it's a really strong feeling I have about compassion rather than hatred.
You know, Chris, I'm with you on that, as I agree with you 100%. As a Buddhist practitioner, you know yourself, I'm a practitioner of Tibetan Buddhism, so a lot of my work involves working with the mind and helping people find some kind of resolve in their lives. But in all fairness, not everybody is Buddhist, not everyone has those skills, do they, or those strategies to help to bring their mind into some kind of relaxed state. And as you say, we've got people here that are stuck in the homes, and I've been for about a year. And I've spoken to people who are really terrified of going out, who've lost all the motivation, and who are not the people, they're just shadows of people that they were before this happened. And, you know, like I said, it's all right us talking about compassion. And believe me, Chris, that's something I'm very, very passionate about, human kindness, you know, altruism, and thinking about other people. But when you're scared that you might not survive, when you're scared for your own future, then I guess compassionate thinking is the last thing on your agenda. You want answers, don't you? And you want some resolve. And really, that's why I started these podcasts initially, because I wanted to reach out to people. I mean, I'm nothing special, but I am a practitioner of Buddhism, and I have been practicing for many, many years. So I've developed techniques and strategies around meditation and around how to calm the mind. And I'm not saying that that's the be-all answer to everything. Far from it, you know, but it's a strategy that I use. And so I try to reach out, and if I can touch at least one person and help them to find some order within their lives, then that's what I'm about. But you know, it's not easy, is it, Chris? It's not an easy thing.
You know, you're right. And being Buddhist has really brought that home to me. We have a kind of monopoly, if you like, on how to control and how to calm the mind. And even for the most calm person in the world today on the planet, there's always the risk of letting go, isn't there? Because there are so many things to infuriate us.
Oh, yeah.
But as you say, not everyone's Buddhist, and people have their own ways of coping. You know, some people believe in nothing at all, and even if you believe in a God, it's something. We all need something, I believe, and I often think to myself, you know, on those moments when I'm sitting there pondering and wondering, well, what the hell do they have as an outlet? You know, I don't know how many people there are in Parliament or the government. I never took the time to check that out. But how do they release their anger? What's their outlet? And they must be terrified right now. They must be afraid. And this is why I'm saying to you, we need to be focusing on compassion, on not throwing out hatred for these people, because they don't have an outlet, as far as I know. I mean, they may have, but they don't seem to have an outlet. And when you hold this kind of anger inside, as I said before, it eats away at you like a cancer. So, the main thing is letting go of this. But they must be terrified because, you know, like I said, I don't know how many people there are in those places, but there's millions of people out here waking, you know, they could wake up, they could stand up and they could challenge the beliefs and challenge these rules. And we have a lot of frustrated people here at the moment who have been stuck, like you said, in their houses for months and wondering, well, what change is going to affect me? When can I start getting back on with life?
Yeah, that's really true.
Many of us have lost loved ones and are grieving around those as well. So there's lots of anger going on in the world from many different directions, and I just really hold with what you're saying, you know? Not everyone's Buddhist, not everyone has that way of challenging, or that way of letting go of their fears, their anxieties. So I don't know what the answer is there, Julie, but I hope you find it.
Yeah, I really hope you find it. Me too. Oh, thank you, Chris. Well, it's really refreshing to have this chat with you. It's always nice to chat with you. I remember the chat we had over on the Higher Realm when I was doing the radio show, and it was fabulous. You know, you're so easy to talk to, and it's such a relaxing time, and you're so I don't know what the word is, you're a mine of information as well, and you've probably seen so much more than many of us will ever experience. So for now, I just want to thank you so much for coming on the show. I will be asking you back. I hope you don't mind about that, because I want to hear more about what you've got to say. But again, I just want to thank you for coming back on the show. For now, I'll leave it there. So see you later, Chris. Thank you so much for coming on. It's been an absolute pleasure.
It's always a pleasure, Julie. And yeah, we're muddling through out here. We're just sort of keeping going, you know. It's bad everywhere, isn't it? We're trying to just keep as calm as we can, but of course here there's many different religions and many different faiths, and we just got to keep supporting one another. That's my main thinking here. But I always love coming on your show, and I really hope you invite me on again.
I really love
to talk to you another time as this thing moves on, and see how people are getting on and see how things are progressing. And you know, it is what it is, really, but I really appreciate talking to you today. It's always refreshing.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye now. Bye, Chris. Well, my name's Julie Kelly once again. This is the Mind Medicine Podcast. If you've got any questions about this particular show, you can drop me an email at juliekellymail@gmail.com, and I will get back to you, absolutely, definitely. You can catch me over on my Facebook page at Tenzin Dasal Julie Kelly, and you can drop me a private message on there as well. And if you want to access some of my meditation clips or relaxation clips, go over to my YouTube channel at Mind Medicine. But for now, I'm going to leave it there. Thanks once again to my very special guest, Chris Barr, all the way from Cape Town. And I hope you join me next time. Bye now.